Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm hoping that Doug was really bright and kept me muted. Otherwise, he would have had all the conversation I had outside there.
It's been recorded.
Okay, right, that's fine. So long as everybody knows that. It's great to be here on Founders Day and Thinking Day. Good to see you all looking so smart. And I'm going to hand over to Derek to take us through some of the notices.
Thank you, Norman. Good morning from me. It is great to see so many of you in church this morning. The intimation sheet, if you've got it, there are quite a few new items this week, so please do read it through. I'm just going to highlight some of the most urgent ones which will appear on screen. So as it says, welcome, especially if you're a newcomer or visitor, and the youth organisations are marking Founders Day and Thinking Day with us today. It is the start of Lent. This is the first Sunday in Lent, and the discussion group for Lent will meet on Tuesdays, starting this Tuesday, 28th, for 6 weeks, and we're meeting in the Irene Patterson Room, using the material Embracing Justice, produced by the Church of England. And if you want more information, please see me. Warm spaces. The church continues to be open on Wednesday afternoons, 1:30 to 5. This week it is the Cuppa, Blether and Games format, and every alternate week we have a film, and the next film will be a week on Wednesday, the 8th of March, and it's Ticket to Paradise. The World Day of Prayer is this Friday, 3rd of March, so please remember that when it comes. This year, the material being used internationally is written by the women of Taiwan. There will be a local church service marking World Day of Prayer in Rosyth Methodist Church at 2 p.m. on Friday. Then importantly, next Sunday we come to our monthly Kids in Church, Kids at Church service, CATCH, so that's next Sunday. And then a Beetle Drive is being held by the First Cairnhill Rainbows, Brownies and Guides, Beetle Drive and Raffle on Thursday the 23rd of March, so plenty notice, in the Scout Hall starting at 6:30. Entry is £5 per family and there will be refreshments, and all proceeds are going to Disaster Emergency Committee's Turkey and Syria appeal. So please put that in your diaries. As I said, there are more intimations on the sheet, so please read them. If you don't have a copy, it's available via Facebook, our Facebook page, or from the website. And finally, a look at service for those on Zoom. That is the order. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. We're going to sing our first hymn, which is the 23rd Psalm, but it's a modern version by the writer Stuart Townend, "The Lord's My Shepherd."
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you. And I will trust in you.
I will trust in you.
Almighty God, we present our offering to you, asking your blessing upon our giving. Use all that we offer in the work of your church and to your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Rosemary is going to be leading us in our prayers this morning.
Good morning, and let us pray. We come to worship you, Father God. We come bringing our stories, our lives, and our whole selves. We come with our faith and our doubts, with our hopes and our fears. We come as we are, invited by you, merciful Father, who will never turn us away. All are welcome. And today we welcome our young people from Scouting and Guiding to celebrate Founders Day and World Thinking Day as you call us together in this place. Here, Eternal Father, we open our hearts and our lives before you. From the moment we awake to face each day ahead, you are with us. Through good times and bad, your presence and your promise is enough for our needs. Almighty God, your love for humankind, present in the beginning of all things, extends through history and touches our own lives today. Your love sees our failings and forgives us. Your love sees our pain and wipes away our tears. Your love knows sadness and comforts those who are unhappy. Your love sees us when we get it all wrong, and yet you still bless us. Forgive us, Father, when we fail to live our lives reflecting your light and your love and all that you promise for us. Forgive us for the many times when we have taken for granted all that you have done for us. As we come to you now with our own personal thoughts and to say sorry. Merciful God, transform us through your Spirit and help us to serve you today and every day in all that we do and in the promises we make and renew, as we now join together in saying the words that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Just before we continue, I have one further announcement, and it was in my head when I walked in and then it went out of my head, and actually this is absolutely the right time to make this announcement, because you will be able to identify the people. At Kirk Session on Wednesday, wasn't it? Yeah. See, I'm getting a bit hazy. On Wednesday, we appointed as joint session clerk Robin Rosemary Henry. So Rob, who was taking the colours, and Rosemary, who is leading us in prayer, are now session clerk for the congregation here. And for you young people who maybe don't know, in the past, session clerk was probably more important than minister. And the session clerk was the person who would be looking just to see that behaviour was as it should be. So if you see Robin Rosemary walking the streets with serious faces, you have to stand up straight and behave. Is that right? No? And if you see them misbehaving, you tell me. But no, it's really great to have Robin Rosemary in that position. So let's sing again. We're going to sing hymn number 189, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. I've got a question. Who had pancakes on Tuesday? Right. Why did you have pancakes on Tuesday? It's Shrove Tuesday, which sometimes people now call Pancake Tuesday. But actually, the real name is Shrove Tuesday. Well done. Why did you have pancakes?
Because it's a meat, it's not steak or like a
Well done. It's the last day before Lent. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. So it's the beginning of the season of Lent. And in Lent, some people give up something. In today's world, you might give up chocolate until Easter. No? Give up crisps until Easter? Are you going to do that? Oh, that's impressive. Fizzy juice? You're going to give up fizzy juice until Easter? Well done. Goodness me. You're good people up here in Kearney Hill. I'm not sure there were many volunteers down in Limekilns. And the reason behind it is that in the past, people would fast during Lent. And do you know what the word fast means? What does it mean to fast? Do you know? No? Any idea? Tell me. Yes, it's a period of time where you don't eat food or you give up certain foods. And there was a fast for the 40 days of Lent. And that's where giving up something from Lent comes from. All it was meant to do was to remind you that we're preparing for Easter. So when you went to eat something, you would go, ah, wait a minute, can't eat that because we're looking towards Easter. It was there as a kind of reminder and a way of saying we're giving up this because it's important and Easter is so important. It was a way of doing that. And the reason for pancakes, just so that you know why we were using pancakes, was that was so that households could use up eggs and fat, because as you know, you need eggs, fat and flour to make pancakes. So it was a way of using up those things, so you began Lent without those things. So there we are. So it's all about preparing for Easter. And that's all about what Jesus did at Easter and the Easter story. And I was thinking about that and thinking, well, what Jesus said was, if you really want to honour me, if you really want to say you're special, then you do that by how you treat other people. And he said it in all sorts of different ways. He said, love your neighbour as yourself. He said, what you do for anyone else, you're doing for me. And these were important things. And this year, during Lent, we're using a book in church called Live Lent, Embracing Justice. And that's all about how we treat each other, how we treat our world, and all of that kind of thing. So I thought, right, I've got all of that stuff in my head, because this is the first Sunday in Lent. And then I thought, right, I better prepare for this Sunday. So what do you do when you want information? You Google it, yes. So I Googled it. I Googled the words Scouting and Founders Day and Guiding and Thinking Day. And on the Scouting website, I found lots of stuff about the Scouting movement having a commitment to making the world a better place. It was all there. And then I went to the Guiding website and I found that there were themes for Thinking Day from last year right on to next year, from 2022 to 2024. And this is where I should look at the guide leaders and say, what are your theme? What's your unitary theme for the 3 years? Well done. Irene knows because she knows I'm going to pick on somebody. And the particular one for this year? Did they? It is peace, yes. So what was it meant to be? It was, right, okay. You're really well versed in this, Irene, I'm impressed. So it's our world, our future, and of course that's a great theme, because actually that's what we should be thinking about. And peace, well, that's really important in our world today. And one thing that struck me when I was reading from both the scouting website and the guiding website is there was confidence. We are going to make a better future. It wasn't we hope or maybe, it was this is what we're going to do. Our Bible readings for today are about God's promises, and both of them are a bit about peace. And I think Katrina is going to read from the Old Testament and Sean is going to read from the New Testament. So would the people who are, would those folk like to come out to read? So it's the Old Testament first and then the New Testament.
Isaiah chapters 9 verses 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They've lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. The boots of the invading army and all their blood-stained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal powers will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basting his power on right and justice. From now until the end of time, the Lord Almighty is determined to do all this.
Revelation 21:1.
I just need to move that down. Okay?
Yeah. So 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with people. He will live with them and shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all their tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. Then one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." He also said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted."
Thank you very much. That was great. And good words to hear. We're going to sing hymn 143, "Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow?" As I said, the two readings that we had today were about peace, a promise of peace. The first reading came from the book of Isaiah, and these words were written about 700 years before Jesus was on earth, which means about 2,700 years ago. And these are words that people at the time of Jesus believed were foretelling somebody who was going to come and save them and was going to bring peace. It's a reading that's very often used at Christmas. In quite a lot of our services, we use that reading about God's Saviour and Jesus being born. And as I was getting dressed this morning, I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to wear. This is about peace, and I'm using a reading from Christmas. I'll put on my Christmas socks. Now, it's really difficult to show Christmas socks in Cairney Hill. Right, there's a Christmas sock. And if you look very carefully, it's got pictures of peas, and it has the words, peas on earth. That okay? And anybody that hasn't seen my Christmas socks, you can ask me later. It's a silly joke, but I like silly jokes. The second reading comes from the second last chapter of the last book in the Bible, and it too is about a promise of peace. This passage talks about a time after this world that we live in. So it's often used when people are thinking about heaven. Now it might seem that both of these passages are about just waiting for God to sort it out. You know, you sit down, come on God, get on with it. You're promising peace. But that's not what these words are about at all. What they actually mean is that we are meant to be doing something about it. We don't just say, come on, we'd like there to be peace. We've to do something about it. So when I was thinking about scouting and guiding, I remembered something that I've said quite often before, because I only discovered it just a few years ago when I was preparing a service like this, and I was about to write the word organisation. And organisation can often mean something like a club. And a club is often there for the benefit of its members. It's for the good of the members. And then I read about scouting and guiding, and it said, this is not an organisation. It's a movement, because we're going somewhere. And I thought, I didn't know that. And what a good thing to know. And yes, there is a benefit. There is good in belonging to, whether it's part of scouting or part of guiding. And that good, that benefit, comes because you are doing good out there, because you are a benefit to other people. So because you're doing what is good, it's good for you. If you belong to guiding and scouting, you are making the world a better place. In the guiding theme for Thinking Day, Our World, Our Peaceful Future. In scouting, an ongoing commitment to working for a peaceful world. Now, sometimes peace can seem, well, a bit kind of, well, I think the word's passive. In other words, you don't do anything. So it's about not fighting. But actually, that doesn't work. Because I was thinking about myself and my sister. Anybody here got a brother or a sister? Right, and you can keep your hand up if you fall out with your brother or sister. Right, okay. Now, when I fell out with my sister, it was always her fault. You think? I think sometimes it was maybe a lot more to do with me because I was such an annoying big brother. But whether it was my sister Susan winding me up or me winding my sister Susan up until we fell out and eventually, well, we didn't tend to use fisticuffs. It tended to be by words. And it would get to the point where one of my parents would say, "Will you be quiet?" How many people have been told that? Yep. And I would sit with a face like, and I'd clench my fists and I'd glower at her. And she would do the same back to me. I don't think that was peace. It might have been a bit more quiet, but it certainly wasn't peace. It was only when we were talking and playing together that we had peace. So peace in the world is much more than stopping people fighting. It's actually much more than just dealing with things like war. Because there's lots of things that mean we're not at peace. When we don't treat other people fairly, we're not at peace. When we don't treat the world well, we're not at peace. But even if we think just about war, it's a huge problem. I went and looked this up a few months ago for another kind of service, and I was absolutely shocked because it said there that at present there are something like 6 major wars, 16 lesser wars, and 20 minor conflicts. And that's happening now as we sit here. And of course, this weekend, we have just passed the first anniversary of the war in Ukraine and all the terrible things that we've seen there. I'm sure you've seen the pictures on television and maybe in newspapers or wherever. And they're horrible pictures. But we've also seen horrible pictures from other places. Think about one of our notices today was talking about a beetle drive, and that's money that's going to DEC, and that's going to go to Turkey and Syria. And you've seen terrible things happening there to people who didn't have very much to begin with, and now they've got even less. And sometimes when we're looking at all of that stuff, we think, this is huge. And I think, I mean, what can I do? I mean, even if I do as much as I can, it's really nothing. And what, I mean, even if it was everyone in here today, with something as big as that, as big as the problems we've got in the world, how can we change the world? We can't. Even all of us here today can't really do anything. But, you know, supposing there were millions of us all trying to make the world more peaceful and a better place. Just supposing it was millions who shared the same promise to work for good in the world. I wonder where we could find people in the world who this week, and maybe this weekend, have all made the same promise to make the world a better place. Can you think of anybody like that? They might be wearing uniforms, and they might be going to renew their promises very shortly. Ah, so you know who it is? It's us. But us isn't just us in here. Us are the millions out there who've made the same promises as you. And as I was reminded down the road in Limekilns when we held the service there, the promises that are made in guiding and scouting don't have a time limit. It isn't a case of when you get to a certain age, you don't have to keep that promise anymore. The promises that you're making are for life. And so, on this Founders Day and Thinking Day, we remember that the movements that we belong to are shared across the world, in just about every nation in the world. And it's good to be in church today to celebrate that belonging. It's good to look back and think about the history of guiding and the history of scouting. And all of that is wonderful. But it's good to remember that it's a movement. And we're moving on into the future. And we are saying, we are going to change the world for good. And I can guarantee you that that makes God go hooray. I really like these people for what they're doing. So I think that's what we should do now. Would the people who have the job of leading the various groups and renewing their promises like to come out? And it might help, because we've got people who join us on Zoom. When you do that little bit, if you could stand behind the microphone.
Okay, Brownies, would you like to stand up and we'll make our promise? Okay, if you want to make the promise sign. And on the count of three, we'll say our promise. One, two, three. I promise I will do my best to be true to myself and develop my beliefs, to serve the King and my community, to help other people, and to keep the Brownie Guide law. Well done. Okay, guides, would you like to stand up? And would you like to make your promise sign? Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and develop my beliefs, to serve the King and my community, to help other people, and to keep the guide law. Well done.
If the beavers could stand up, and if they could make their scout sign. And if you say after me, I promise to do my best.
I promise to do my best.
And to be kind and helpful.
To be kind and helpful.
And to love God.
And to love God.
Thank you.
Okay, Cubs, could you stand up, please? And if you can do the scout sign, please. If you want to repeat it after me. I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and the King, to help other people, and to keep the Cub Scout law. Well done.
And if all the scouts, network explorers and adult leaders could stand and make the scout sign, please. And if you can say with me, on my honour, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and the King,
to help other people,
and to keep the Scout Law.
And now our prayers for other people, and Rosemary is going to lead us in that part of our service.
We have two prayers for others today. The first prayer is for the people of Ukraine. As Mr. Grant said, and Christian Aid is inviting churches across the nation to join in prayer for Ukraine this morning to mark the year one anniversary of the war. The second prayer is based on a prayer for the world from CAFOD and includes, at the beginning, words by Pope Francis. I felt that this prayer is very relevant in our special service today for Founders Day and World Thinking Day. So, our first prayer, let us pray. Loving God, we bring to you the people of Ukraine at this year one anniversary of the conflict. We pray for all the people of Ukraine and for all those involved in the conflict who are suffering and who are afraid. We pray that you will be close to them, Father God, and protect them. We pray for all the agencies involved in tirelessly helping the people in Ukraine and for all who are helping Ukrainian refugees to build a new life in another land. We pray for our world leaders, for compassion, for strength and wisdom to guide their choices to help in laying the path to peace. We pray for our world in this time of crisis and continuing conflict in Ukraine and in other nations, that we may reach out in solidarity to our brothers and sisters in need across the world, as we take a moment now to bring our own thoughts and personal prayer to you. Merciful Father, may we walk in your ways so that peace and justice become a reality for the people of Ukraine and for all the world. Amen. Prayer. Let us pray. Powerful God, you hold us and everything you have made in your loving care. You are in the whole universe and in every tiny creature. Pour out on us, God, the power of your love, and teach us to care for life and for beauty in nature. Fill us with peace so that we do no harm to others, but that we love everyone as our sisters and our brothers. God, we know that people who are poor are very special to you, and you want us to love and to care for them too, so that they are not forgotten. We ask you to change us so that we protect your world and not destroy it. Change the hearts of people who only care about themselves and money instead of caring about people and the earth. Show us how even the small things matter. Help us see that we are all connected to each other and to the earth. We thank you, God, for being with us each day. Fill us up with your wonder and your light, and help us to bring peace to our beautiful world. Loving God, we ask your blessing upon the scouting and guiding movements, for all the young people involved and their leaders. May you be with them in the renewal of their promises today and in their duties and their activities to follow. Creator God, remind us too of our responsibilities to you and to our future generations to do all that we can as stewards of the earth to save this world that we call home, to protect its beauty and its marvellous ways for our young people, for our children and their children, for it will become their world and their peaceful future. All of this we ask, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 153. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Thank you.
national anthem, God Save the King. Now, with the blessing of God Almighty, the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.